This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by our weekly farm television show, This Week in Agribusiness. I'll have today's stories coming up. Every weekend, we bring the news of agriculture along with interesting interviews. This weekend on our TV show, Dr. Mike Cordonnier, the Soybean and Corn Advisor, is with us talking about the South American crops, especially the corn crop, he says, is drawing interest because of the smaller supplies of corn around the world. Next weekend, we'll have a report from the Louisville Farm Show. We'll be there in Louisville, Kentucky, for the National Farm Machinery Show that starts Wednesday, runs through Saturday. By the way, if you're going to the show, come by and visit with us at the Case IH booth. I'll be there Wednesday and Thursday, both days, in the 11 o'clock hour in the morning and the 2 o'clock hour in the afternoon. You might even see our television camera there. Smile. You might wind up on our broadcast. We hope you can tune in to our show on This Week in Agribusiness. Can you imagine that oops moment at the Iowa Department of Transportation when someone realized that that very visible project, that flyover interchange on Interstate 35 at US 30, not far from their home office, was off by a few inches? I mean, the anchor points on those big concrete piers were off a few inches from where they needed to be in order to support the steel beams. So the tops of the piers had to be knocked off to rework the anchor points. It means that project will be 7 months late. It could cost the Minnesota-based contractor for the project $800,000 in fines. And speaking of work not completed, a makeup artist near Indianapolis has been sued by women who claimed that the artist took their money and failed to show up on their wedding days. Two women have successfully sued that makeup artist, and they're trying to tell other soon-to-be brides that, in their view, the makeup artist is really a con artist. From This Week in Agribusiness, that map that graphically depicts farm bankruptcy filings for last year shows the problem states across the country, and no state was worse than Wisconsin, as its dairy farms suffered from the disastrously low milk prices. Actually, no state was even close to Wisconsin, with its 49 farm bankruptcy filings in 2018. Here in the heartland, the second worst state with farm bankruptcies was Kansas, with 35. Nebraska had 27. Minnesota tallied 26. Least affected in farm bankruptcy filings for 2018 in this region from Colorado to Ohio were the states of Colorado and Ohio. Each had 7 filings for bankruptcy. It was 1955 when John Dingell began his nearly 6 decades as a Michigan congressman. That followed the 22 years his father spent there before him. Dingell's wife took over when John retired. And it was his wife who shared the news this week that the end had come for John Dingell. He had died at the age of 92. He was a fierce defender of the manufacturing base in his state. He especially fought for the automobile industry and the auto workers. And he readily embraced, you wouldn't expect this, at the age of about, it was 88, when he took to Twitter. He loved it. He often tweeted. And when he did so, some 260,000 followers read what John Dingell tweeted. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.